President John Mahama says it is his intention to make public the Ghana Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Agency GIDA report in the coming weeks. The advisory team led by P.V. Obeng has a week to advise the president on some steps to be taken. President Mahama stated this when civil society organizations called on him at Flagstaff House in Accra. Representatives of the group raised pertinent national issues that government needs to pay attention to. President Mahama, however, cautioned the public not to accept the supposed copy of a GIDA report making the rounds as the final document. Another report by Pascaline Adadivo.
Civil society organizations undoubtedly are the conscience of any government, and their voices on pertinent national issues are critical. They walked into the presidency to engage with President Mahama on a number of issues, including relations between the state and civil society, accountability in governance, illegal mining and water privatization. One issue that has been in the news is the GIDA report, which has been submitted to the president. The executive director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, thinks too many of such reports have been swept under the carpet, and it is about time action is taken on people who rob the country of the taxpayers' money.
The importance of public accountability and transparency, they two go together. And in talking about public accountability and transparency, we just have four simple steps. One, to order prompt investigations into allegations of corruption and other malpractices. Two, to publish the reports of those investigations. There's no point investigating and putting them on the shelves. Even if government does not accept some of the findings, it's still good to publish the findings and then justify why it has not accepted some of the findings. And then the fourth stage is to actually act on these findings and recommendations. The particular topical issue that we've been talking about on air in the last 2 weeks is the GIDA case. Four investigations, and still we have to appoint this committee to sort of to look at whether to implement the findings or not. And I think this leaves much to be desired. Parliament or Public Accounts Committee has complained a lot about government not acting on the Auditor General's reports.
President Mahama restated his commitment to fight corruption. He said what happens to such reports is that people implicated are investigated before decisions are taken, and the public must exercise restraint. President Mahama invited civil society organizations to provide pieces of information that will aid in such investigations.
The ministry conducted an investigation into GIDA, and it is my intention to publish the report. There's a version of the report that is circulated, which is not the final version. It was a work in progress at that point. We have a final copy of the report, which might differ in some ways from what is being circulated. Once we issue the instructions and directives as to what should be done, we're also waiting for the sole commissioner's report on judgment debts. I've got two preliminary briefings so far, and I mean, some of what is there is we can't do things like this to ourselves as a nation.
On what has happened to Auditor General's report since 2006, President Mahama said the Attorney General, Mariette Appiah-Breweropong, has set up a committee which is looking at all the reports, identifying offending parties, and deal with them.
And so that committee is going to come up with a report, and I'm willing for them to go ahead to identify people who have misappropriated government finances and deal with them. There are the issues of smaller, you know, maybe somebody is accused of having misused 2,000 Ghana cedis of state funds. The cost of prosecuting him will be far more expensive than 2,000 Ghana cedis. How do you recover that money? That is where the audit implementation committees are important. And so, yes, we're going to activate the audit implementation committees. They must take that Auditor General's report, look at it, and where people have, you know, violated the financial administration regulations, they must be dealt with at the MDA level. For the bigger cases of theft or those kinds of things, let's institute criminal prosecution. Because unless we start deterring people from misusing state funds, then we'll continue to impose new taxes. Because the state becomes like a leaking basket. You pour water in it and it all leaks out.
President Mahama reminded civil society organizations of their role as partners to government and not assume political postures. They are to be absolutely neutral to achieve results.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.